Section B, Passage 1. Americans are suffering from a serious sleep deficit as they spend more time on leisure activities. A world that never goes to sleep offers many diverse activities, but encourages unhealthy and sometimes antisocial lifestyles for American adults. Instead of working to live, they are living to work, a shift that has had a profound impact on their personal lives. Adults report spending less time sleeping, engaged in social and leisure activities. Most Americans say they suffer from sleep problems, and when they go to sleep, many sleep alone, even if they are married. These are some of the key findings in the National Sleep Foundation's 2001 Sleep in America poll, which looks at the relationship between Americans' lifestyles, sleep habits, and sleep problems. Sleep deprivation continues to be widespread in America. According to the NSF poll, 63% of American adults do not get the recommended 8 hours of sleep needed for good health, safety, and optimum performance. In fact, nearly one-third report sleeping less than 7 hours each weeknight, though many adults say they try to sleep more on weekends. The poll shows good news and bad news. The good news is that many Americans say they don't want to give up any more sleep in spite of their hectic lives, and they would sleep more if they were convinced it would contribute to their quality of life. The bad news is far too many adults still sacrifice sleep, which is unhealthy and counterproductive.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. 26. Why does the speaker say Americans are short of sleep? 27. What proportion of Americans does not get enough sleep according to the NSF poll? 28. What is the good news about the results of the poll?